This is Don Berman, and tonight, the Berman Beat fills in on The Phil Hendry Show. Kellyanne Conway, yes, she is a friend and a woman that I have admired, does my reporting, is it objective, especially when I see the way a dress drapes around her hips? Can I be an objective reporter? Tonight, you'll hear me delve into that, and you'll never hear me use the words or and you'll never hear me go back and restate a sentence because I mispronounced or otherwise had an event like you just heard me have right there. I felt gas, acid really, coming up from my guts into my throat. It's called acid reflux.
The Berman Beat, filling in for Phil Hendry.
Later on tonight, we'll also talk with Art Griego on the event, the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon.
The Griego Report.
Not the Griego Report. That was a mistake, but we cannot go back and restate it or edit. It's called
The Berman Report.
That is correct. The Berman Report tonight. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Don Berman. Kellyanne Conway, when she first entered this administration, the Trump administration, caused waves immediately. And yet I, as a reporter, became very friendly with her. I found her to be engaging. I found her to be intelligent and very forthcoming. Is she a woman given to untruths? Is she someone who is dishonest? Well, she's been called that and more in recent times. And yet I find Kellyanne Conway to be a very forthright, a very giving, and a very charming woman. In fact, it is no secret to you listeners that at one time, and perhaps even still, I find Kellyanne Conway quite alluring, very attractive as a woman. I know she's married, and I respect that. I believe that I am respecting it even more when I'm honest about my intentions and my feelings and opinions. Tonight, we delve into Kellyanne Conway, and can I be objective when I look at the way her dress drapes about her hips and the engaging, nice way she looks? Kellyanne Conway. When I think of her, I think of her. The Don Berman Report, brought to you by Ramar's Chocolate Milk.
I love it every day.
Ramar's Chocolate Milk. Go into the wild with Ramar.
I want it.
Tonight, Don Berman and the Berman Report talks about Kellyanne Conway. And why I'm hot for her ass, as has been reported in some of the trashier trades. With me is Dr. Jim Sadler of San Diego, California. And Dr. Sadler is going to help me suss out, as we like to say in the business, my feelings toward Kellyanne Conway. Good evening, Dr. Sadler.
Good evening.
Dr. Sadler, you've heard the things I've said about Kellyanne Conway. And what do you think? Do you think that a man can have these feelings toward a woman, where I look at her body?
First of all, I want to just congratulate you on being honest about this.
Well, thank you. I felt that this, I owed it to my audience.
I think you're doing a very good job. Secondly, you are hot for her body. Now let's get to probably the most disrespectful part that I think a lot of men engage in, and I hope you're not the same way, Don. Is this from the neck down only?
No, it is not from the neck down only.
Because there's an awful lot of insult that can be delivered that way.
No, absolutely not. I find her to be an attractive woman 100%. And I say that even though I'm not quite sure. I'm doubting myself as I say that. But as I mentioned to the audience earlier, I cannot stop and go,
Right, and you are not allowed to restate or otherwise make it sound as if you don't believe every word you're saying.
Correct. So, yes, I find her to be very alluring. And
what about, let's be honest, what about, and again, this is not right.
Well, let's talk about what you look like. Are you handsome?
Not at all.
All right, and neither am I.
That's going to allow us to insult a woman's looks?
I'm not going to insult her looks. I'm just saying, you asked me 100%.
You just stopped and you restarted the sentence, so.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have to deliver unto myself, and Dr. Sadler will sit and be witness to this, a form of punishment for myself because I did what I wasn't going to do, and that's to stop a sentence and start a new one.
Did it hurt? It hurt. I bet it hurt, didn't it?
Yeah.
This is Dr. Jim Sadler. Now we take you back to Don Berman.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sadler. As I was saying, I find Kellyanne Conway's, and I will use the word that I have been told I must use, because this, I just did.
This is Dr. Jim Sadler. He stopped, and he started, and he didn't continue. Why didn't you continue?
Because I didn't know how to do it. This is Don Berman.
The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Death House Fruit Punch. You want fruit punch? Death House.
It's all in your Death House at the Fruit Punch.
Death House Fruit Punch, because it just tastes good.
Go to Death House. Go.
All right, this isn't working. Phil, I swear to God, it's not working. Get out of here. Let me do it. Can I have your notepad? Because you don't need it. Phil, I was told, you were told by, I said that I'd listen to it. I didn't say I was going to let you do this. Berman, look, and don't call me Berman, okay? Don, you got a television station that backs you up, okay? Why don't you go and play at your TV station?
Because I wanted to do...
Is Dr. Sadler still there?
Yeah, Dr. Sadler. Dr. Sadler? Yeah, Phil Hendry wants to talk to you. Phil Hendry wants to talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah, Phil.
Dr. Sadler, we're going to take over here.
Well, you guys owe me then.
I told him I'd pay him.
What?
You owe me $50. I don't know who's...
All right, I'll send you a check.
No. They said that it would be PayPal or they transfer it.
I've got this banking information, is that it?
You need the $50 that bad, huh?
No, I don't need the $50, but I don't trust you, so...
Here's Bud, and he's going to...
Bud?
He's going to take down your transfer information.
I already gave it to...
I've got it.
Then I tell you what, we'll transfer the money to you tonight.
You swear to God?
You need $50 that bad?
No, I don't need the 50. Are we on the air?
You're on the air right now. So, guess what, Dr. Sadler? Everyone out there knows you're some sort of a poor, broken-down, busted-down creep.
No, I...
Okay.
You know something?
No, not you know something. Thank you. It sounded like shit. Get out of here. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, starting late. We thought we'd have the night off, but Phil gave us a call after we heard... After we heard the absolute disaster, the charnel house that Berman's show was turning into. What is my name? I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to the show. So, I guess what we can do is pick up where Don was leaving off.
I'm not going to interview me.
What are you doing, Don? I love seeing you here.
I'm getting down transfer information.
I said I'd transfer $50 into that guy's account.
What is it with you paying him?
He said I wanted him on to do a psychological profile. This is terribly embarrassing, Phil.
Well, you should have thought of that, man. It was an abortion what you were doing.
An abortion. Have you tried listening to what you do?
I try not to, no.
That's a good one.
All right, well, yeah, it is a good one.
So the point being what?
So what I was doing is first of all, I was going to tell people how hot Kellyanne Conway's ass makes me.
And why do we need to hear that?
Because it was unique.
I already heard all about you and Kellyanne Conway and Judge Jeanie, and I don't want to hear any more about it, okay? Then you were going to have on who?
I was going to have on Art Griego to talk about the moon landings.
Well, we've got Jay Santos on to talk about that, okay?
Jay Santos?
Thank you very much.
You got to take down a bank information so I can transfer it.
Yeah, okay, man.
Dr. Sadler, is he still there?
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, it's Phil.
Dr. Sadler.
I don't need to be hanging around. Just told the guy to go out to head.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Sadler. See you later. So he's getting his $50.
$50, yeah. Since you interrupted the show, you're paying it, right?
No, I'm not paying it.
Well, yes, you are, because you interrupt. He's not on my show.
Did you agree to pay him?
I said that the Phil hit, well...
Yeah, you said Don Berman.
Hey, why don't you guys do this later, okay? You got something... Kind of like a show to do here.
Phil, yeah, I would recommend that.
All right, thank you. Okay, yes, I'll pay him, all right?
Yeah.
That was Don Berman and the Berman Report. Let me tell you, I like Don. I think it was good. I don't think, I'm not exactly, what are you doing, bud?
Just putting away my crayons.
You're putting away your crayons?
Yeah, the only things I had to mark this map, man.
What map are you marking?
Did you want on this map, this news map?
Oh, yeah, that's right. What are you doing with crayons?
Here, I didn't have no felt pen.
Maybe we... Hi, folks, Phil Hendry Show, and so anyway, Don Berman was here, and he was doing the Berman Report. It didn't sound like it was really going all that well, so we've jumped back in here. We thought we'd take the night off. I guess not. I have a couple of program notes for you. Number one, we will not have a chat on Friday night as business calls me away to a function on Friday night, so I won't be able to do any live chat with you on Friday night on the website. There's a remote possibility we'll have a Facebook Live that night. I'm not yet sure, but there is a remote possibility we'll do that. Perhaps we'll do one later. I don't know. But it doesn't look, at this point, it doesn't look like we're going to do a live chat on the website for our BSPs on Friday night. And that's because, as I said, we got some business that we got called away to do. And it's not really business.
So why don't you tell people it is a social function?
It's a social function, yeah.
Having to do with one of the shows that you work on one of the animated shows you work on.
Okay, it's a social function.
Yeah, that wasn't that hard.
No, you're right. It's a social function having to do with one of the animated shows.
Which one?
I'm not saying.
You're really circumspect, aren't you?
What does that mean, circumspect? It means,
It means I'm not honest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, no, it doesn't mean I'm not honest. It means I don't...
No, you are not honest.
No, that's not what it means, but it means I keep the information close to the vest. I don't...
It means you're dishonest. No, Margaret, it doesn't. All right, it doesn't.
It means that I don't blab all the stuff that I know to everybody, okay? So it's a show that I work on. There's a social event. I'm not saying which one. I'm not saying where. I'm not saying how. I ain't saying nothing.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, that was me doing Margaret.
Thank you.
Yay.
All right.
Got Don Berman on the phone.
Why?
Because I thought we should try it, you know, to do the segment.
What segment?
He wanted to do the what? The Kellyanne Conway was going to talk about how he could be objective and still be hot for her ass.
Oh, come on, Phil.
No, wait, what are you talking? Is he there now?
Yeah, he's right here. Hey, yeah, Don. 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 Hey, yeah, Phil.
All right, well, get his ass through.
Okay, Phil.
Get his ass there, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were... Hey, Phil, look, I don't know, did you want to talk, because I'm coming up here on Fredo's. I was going to go in and get myself one of their, you know, the red cabbage salad.
I didn't want to talk about anything. Bud called you.
I know he called me. He said that you wanted to talk to me.
No, I did not.
Oh, man, you...
I thought you did, Mr. Henry.
See you later.
Okay, you guys ought to get your...
So you lied to him.
I thought it was a worthy segment.
So you told him I wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
Bud, you can't do that, okay? You can't lie to a man. Call him back and tell him that you were lying and that I didn't want to talk to him.
He's going to be even more pissed.
I don't care. Hi, folks. World famous Phil Henry Show. And forgive me for this whole cluster. Hey, Bud.
He wants to talk to you.
Get his ass over here.
Hey, Don, for the second time, don't say get his ass over there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. He calls me up and says you got something to say to me.
I didn't have anything to say to you. I did not ask for you to be here on the show. I didn't want to tell you that. Bud made it all up.
Bud made up what?
That I wanted you to come back on and tell me about what it was you were going to do.
Okay, Bud, you try that again and I'll... You know what I'm going to do, Bud? I'll sue. It probably won't do any good, but just to scare you, I'll sue you.
What are you going to sue me for?
For false information or whatever. I don't want to talk to you guys any longer. Do you understand, Phil?
I did not. I'm sorry, Don.
You understand? I don't want to talk to you.
I understand that. I'm sorry I didn't... That things have happened this way.
You bring me on... Look, there goes... That's my favorite red cabbage salad place, and I just drove by it.
Well, why didn't you stop?
Because I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. This is it, right?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't want to... So, Bud, you were lying to me when you said...
So,
You don't want to talk about Kellyanne Conway.
For the 900th time, Bud, if you ask that question again, I'm going to commit murder. It won't be you, because I'm told that I can't put my hands on you. But it'll be someone, and you won't know who. All you'll know is it'll be one of many homicides reported tomorrow morning.
Jesus.
Margaret.
Sorry.
Yeah, Don Berman.
Do you want to die?
Get that queer over here.
Hey, Don, I just heard the queer word.
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't know.
What?
Get out of here, man. You're fired.
Oh, my God!
Get out of here. You're fired. Hey, Phil, I don't give a shit. Get out of here.
That's all I've ever done.
Yeah, just get out of here, Bud. I'll call you later, man.
Hey, Bud, I'll call you.
Hey.
All right.
Shit.
Well, now, we really got a mood on this show, don't we? All because of you.
That's right, Phil.
What did I do? First of all, you set this Berman up with the most half-assed idea I've ever heard in my life. Then you got Bud caught in the middle of that stuff. I didn't ask Bud to lie for me. I guess this guy keeps calling back and call... Is that him on hold?
Hold on. Yeah, Don, it's Margaret. Phil just fired Bud. How do you feel? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Let me talk to him. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Here he is right here.
I didn't mean to call him a queer.
Hey, Don, that's the second time I've heard that.
All right, Phil, I know I'm on the air.
I just told you we're going on the air.
All right, I know I'm on the air now.
I just fired Bud because of you.
Well, you're not hanging that on me, pal. I don't give a damn. I don't care how good you are at making people feel guilty. You're not hanging that on me.
Well, I'm hanging it on you because he's got you on the air. You're calling me the Q word.
Hey, I didn't know I was going to be on the air. I didn't know. All I did was say, I'm on my way over here to Kraft Close to get it. I'm 3 miles past my favorite red cabbage salad place.
And you don't know how to turn the car around.
I'm driving straight so that I'm not distracted in case you call back.
Well, what do you think he's going to call back for?
To apologize?
What?
I'm just saying, I've got Art Griego on the phone now.
That's Art Griego. He was going to be on my segment.
Wait a minute. Art, it's Phil Henry. I want to ask you a question here, if you don't mind. Can you hang on? I don't have you on the air yet, no. Can you hang on? Because I have... I know it. Well, here's what I'm asking. Hey, Art, it's Phil Henry, man. Thank you.
Hey, Phil.
And Don Berman.
Hey, Art, it's Don Berman. I wanted to just say to you that I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry for all of this that's been going on. Well, I don't know what's happened. What are you talking about?
What we're talking about is the following thing. We are not able... We're not...
You're saying that you're not going to do the segment.
I don't think we're going to do the moon segment.
Well, I don't know why you're not going to do the moon segment, because I got planned for it. I've got the recordings from the moon. Yeah, see, this was the thing. I don't know if you knew this or not, Phil, but this was what's this guy's name? What's your name again? My name is Art Griego. Oh, yeah, Art Griego. All right. So what I was hoping to do is to play these recordings that Art had. These are original moon landing recordings. And, you know, Phil, like, he said to me that I'd be on your show. And I had these original recordings from the moon.
These are original recordings from the... What do you mean from the moon?
These are Apollo astronauts on the moon. No one's ever heard these. Yeah. And so I thought that would be interesting. Well, no, you didn't. You argued against it.
Tell you what, Don, I'll take it from here.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just get lost, will you, Bourbon? All right.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay. I got Art Griego on hold. I got Don Berman. Have we gotten rid of him?
Yes.
We just fired Bud Dickman tonight.
You got Art Griego on the phone.
Okay, this is Art Griego on the line here. And Art, where are you at?
I'm in Santa Monica, Phil.
You're in Santa Monica, okay. What was it you were going to do with Don?
I was going to talk about the moon landing 50 years ago, and I had these recordings of the moon landing, of the different moon landings now, and these were original recordings of the Apollo astronauts. Now, I wanted to say in advance that because of the rights that belong to somebody else in these recordings, I have recreated them.
You've recreated them?
Yes.
Okay, why does this sound...
What is it? I would hope that you would not talk to me and treat me like you do all your other guests, like I'm just another slob that you found asleep on a doorstep.
No, I'm not going to do that, but I didn't produce this or set this up.
All right, well, I'll try to do my very best for you.
Art Griego is with us here, so...
Well, you might as well. You don't have anybody else booked.
Art Griego's with us here, and...
Yeah, I got Don Berman.
I don't want to talk to Don Berman, okay?
Don Berman's... Don, he don't want to talk to you. He doesn't want to talk to you, because you're pissing him off. Huh? Because you're pissing him off. He's out of the field. Hey, Art?
Yeah, I'm right here. Tell him you cut me off.
No. Mr. Ram, we'll get to you in a minute. We got him out of the... Don Berman's in the field. He's...
What do you mean he's in a field, man? Hey, Don?
Yes.
So what's going on?
Nothing. I'm sitting here in a field and I'm meditating and contemplating, and someone said that you wanted to talk to me, so I called...
Who told you that?
No one specifically, but I had a sense that you wanted to talk to me.
I don't want to talk to you. I got to talk to Art Griego.
Okay. You know.
Well, wait a minute, Don. This is Margaret.
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm depressed. I might hurt myself. I'm not saying I will hurt myself. I'm just saying I might hurt myself.
And what's this from, anyway? Getting bounced off the show tonight?
Getting bounced? I was told...
That we came in and we interrupted you, we preempted you. I understand, but it was just doo-doo, man. It wasn't happening.
What do you think you're doing right now? You think this is exemplary broadcasting?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I gotta get the...
Hold on, man. I got Art Griego over here.
Oh, you got Art Griego over there. Well, isn't that just a...
Hey, hi, Art. It's Phil.
Yeah, what's going on? Look, either you want to talk to him or you're going to talk to me.
All right, well, let's talk about the moon landing. So, have you got a tape recording of, like, Apollo 11?
Yeah, here it is. This is Houston. Right, Houston, this is Eagle.
So that's you doing it, huh?
What is that?
Is that you making...
Is that me making what?
Is that you doing the voices of Neil Armstrong?
Yes, how did you know?
Because it's obvious! Okay, so,
I got Apollo 12.
Thanks a lot.
I'm gonna sue you until you bleed out of the ass. That's a promise from me to...
Let's go back over to Don Berman now on the Phil Henry Show, who is sitting in a field someplace. I understand that Don's not feeling all that well.
No, he's not.
Don, hi, it's Phil Henry. So let's talk about this, man. You said you might hurt yourself?
No, I did not say I might hurt myself. I said I might hurt myself. No, I didn't say I would hurt myself.
I'm sorry to bump you off the air tonight. It didn't sound like it was going all that well. I thought you knew what the game was, what we do here.
The game, huh?
No, I thought you knew what we do here, man. It's a very loose thing. I doubt if any of your listeners were listening, because we didn't announce that you'd be doing it, okay?
Well, first of all, I have viewers, Phil.
All right, well, then all the better. Your viewers weren't listening, and the fact is this is pre-recorded.
Oh, so you can edit out all the stuff?
Yes.
Uh-huh, like you have never edited anything out before?
Yes, we have, as far as I know.
No, you have not, because I've had people tell me, hey, we heard you on the Phil Henry Show, and you were saying this, that, and something else. All very embarrassing and crude.
All right, well, you know, we promise we'll do it now. Bud's not here, so we'll get it done right.
You promise?
I swear to God.
All right, well, you're a former member of the military. I'll take your word on it.
Thank you. All right, Don, we're going to leave you now, and it's going to be fine.
Thank you very much. Oh, I can't hang up, can I? Jesus, I got to wait for these two.
Okay, now we hung up. Okay, yeah.
I guess he knows that he's been hung up on.
Okay. So let me just conclude by saying we're not going to have a chat. Yeah, good news. We're not having a chat on Friday night. We will have, however, a Saturday cinema, and we will have our live show on on Sunday night. I apologize again on behalf of myself, Don Berman, Art Griego.
Don't mention me in any of this because...
Okay. On behalf of myself, Art Griego,
don't mention me. Not me either.
And I guess I can't mention Bud.
No, you fired him, remember?
On behalf of me, Phil Henry, thanks so much. And it's been a real, real fun shit. I hope you'd
understand. I'm not going to do it.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
This is Bud Dickman, and I have not really been fired from the Phil Henry Show. I wanted you to know that. Mr. Henry was concerned. A lot of you might think I've been fired, but no, I have not. But he did fire me, but then he had Robert call me and say, he is just kidding, but not to say anything about it until I talk to you now here at the end of the show. That I've not been fired.
Hi, it's Phil Henry, and no, we didn't fire Bud.
Yeah, this is General Galen Shaw, and it was all a big gag. Actually, we didn't know either until Phil gave Robert the high sign.
Yeah, Mr. Henry gave me the high sign, which is basically he just actually flips me off, but he does it with a smile on his face. So every time he flips me off, I'm supposed to call Bud or whoever has been disgraced to tell them that the whole thing is a joke. Yeah, the whole thing's a joke.
Yeah, so wanted you to know that.
So thanks a lot, everybody, for having a good time with us on that.
The Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Leprosy Motors. Great cars, great styles for 2020. Leprosy Motors. Get in, drive, lose yourself. Your nose, your fingers, get it? Ow.
Ow, someone hit me.
And by Recoil Chocolate Milk. If you're in the shit, drink a glass. The wind's right, let's get nice. Recoil Chocolate Milk.
Oh, relax, Eddie.
You don't tell me to relax. My family owns that dairy.
And the cows?
And the cows.
It's not my understanding.